Hey, P1s, introducing Live Your Free from TXU Energy, the first and only energy plan of its kind that automatically adapts each month to give you free energy when you use it the most. It's 100% personalized to you, so you're always getting your biggest savings. Learn more at TXU.com.
Once again, The Hang Zone presents Why Today Doesn't Suck. And now, here are your hosts, Jake Kemp and Dan McDowell.
It's a ticket for Rip.
All right, at 2:56, one more time, here is, with some tea, Mino.
Thank you, Jake. Eatsy's Market and Bakery brings you Keeping It Funky Dano.
And here in studio, the Hardline. Bob, hello. Corby,
Corby and Danny Bayless.
Hi, Norm. Hi, Dan. Hi, Jake.
That's right, America.
You almost done.
That's right. We just started, Danny. Actually, our show doesn't start for 3 minutes, so you can take a break. Maybe get some rest.
Let's carry this over.
Okay.
What are you guys doing? What's coming up on the show?
I saw Blake earlier. That's all I got.
Golfing?
No, just in the break room. We had a nice conversation.
Back. Around the water cooler?
Yeah.
Do we have a water cooler?
I don't think so.
We have a... Yeah.
No.
It's a kitchen with a fridge with water that comes out of it.
A faucet, not a water cooler.
Well, we have the water in the fridge, but when's the last time you think that filter was changed?
What do you use when you drink water?
Up here?
Yeah.
The water fountain?
Whoa.
Oh, the kitchen one?
No, the one by the bathroom. I just go fill up there every...
Why do you do that? You think there's a filter in that?
I think it definitely tastes better.
That's like grade school stuff.
Okay, well.
It's like there's a hose attached to that. That's it. It's like a garden hose built around like a, you know, a little water thingy.
I think that's the best water on the floor.
Have I asked you this, Bob? Because I remember you used to say your dad would never buy a bottle of water. He would, because he grew up drinking out of the hose. And
right.
Gosh darn it. That's free.
It is free.
Has he changed his...
Yes.
All the lead.
Now it is, I will not pay premium prices for water.
Okay, so he'll buy the generic.
So he'll go to the like Dollar General 88 pack.
Yeah, I won't buy that.
Yeah.
I don't allow bottled water to be purchased at home.
No, me either.
In the home.
No. No, sir.
You got a filter in the fridge right there. Go fill your bottle up.
Right.
Fill your cup up, and that's what we're doing.
I don't know if you've heard of this little thing called the environment. That Jake doesn't care about, but you
at
do,
all.
Clearly. You do. If you're doing
really
that, you care about it.
It's really more of a financial thing.
I would totally love to see either
that
of
makes
you
no sense.
Square
what?
Off with teenage boys. Well, maybe Corby does. But just the...
Corby does.
The one gulp, and then it sits there next to the other 43 bottles that have been opened with one gulp out of them.
Yeah, see, that's why we don't buy it.
Yeah.
There's no reason to, but we do have Gatorades, and so I find Gatorades lying around the house that have had two sips, and then they're just sitting out there.
And in the event that there is water bottles in the home, my wife does the same thing because she's basically a teenager, and I will pour all of those into one cup and put them in the fridge, so I don't throw that away. I'll drink that later.
That's smart.
Put the top back on real tight like Chevy Chase and Caddyshack with the Perrier.
And what's worse than people who buy like the 3 ounce bottle of water?
Dude.
You have like your forefinger and your thumb.
I don't even get it.
It's so weird.
Why would you have that? That's
shot glass.
Yeah.
Those were good for, I remember.
Yes.
A baby?
No, the softball team or something.
Oh.
Throw a bunch of those in there.
Yeah.
But
what
yeah, I don't know. Well, today is Tuesday, September 21st, the 264th day of the year, 101 days left in 2021. On this day in 1970, NFL's Monday Night Football made its debut on ABC TV.
Whoa.
Browns Jets.
Final score?
Boy, I can't do that one.
The Jets won...
Like 14-10 or something?
I'm going to say...
No.
21-13.
The Browns won, of course, defeating the Jets 31-21. On this
over.
Day in 1989, 21 students in Alton, Texas died when their school bus was hit by a soft drink delivery truck and fell into a water-filled pit.
What? Where's Alton? Danny, is that by where you grew up?
20
Alton?
Miles.
Never heard of it.
Northwest of Tyler.
Ah, okay.
All right. Okay.
It's more like Oklahoma.
It's and this way day in South Texas.
Oh.
Hidalgo County.
What? I'm sorry.
On this day in 1997, the Bills had the third biggest comeback in NFL history, overcame a 26-0 deficit to beat the Colts 37-35.
Damn.
Go Bills.
They also have the greatest comeback in history. They were down 35-3 in 1992 and beat the Oilers 41-38.
So, what does this mean?
Can you imagine betting on that game? Like, if you were an Oilers fan and you took your team and you're up by 30.
Do you think someone did?
It has.
Is there anyone out there? That, like,
oh, my
Norm?
God. There are people listening right now. That may be the worst bad beat of all time. You're
email
up
Corbin,
30.
Man.
And you were probably, what, a dog by 10?
Don't bet your team.
Probably already bet stuff or paid for.
Seriously, what do you think the spread on that game was? I mean, that was a really, really good, obviously,
probably
Buffalo team
last,
playing at home.
Was
7?
We're playing guess the spread. Let's go Buffalo 6.
I'm going to say 7.
Let's look it up.
Did they
so
have
at one point,
in
you had a 37-point lead on your bet.
Okay.
And you lost.
What year? 92, Dan?
Which one do you want?
So it was actually 93.
The greatest comeback ever?
Wait, they did cover, though. What was the final score of that game, Bob? Dan?
Like 38-35?
Vegas
35?
Line, Bills minus 2.
Oh, my
wow,
God.
Wow, only 2?
They won by 3.
Okay, yeah, that's probably a good gambling stat.
And one famous wedding on this date in 2013, billionaire George Soros. Do you know who that is?
Yeah, he pays me.
Oh, totally.
He pays my protest checks when I go protest.
Oh, he's that guy?
Yeah.
Anyway, he was 83. His new wife, Tamiko Bolton, was? So if you're a billionaire, you're 83.
48.
Ah!
Go younger.
35.
19.
42.
Seven.
So when he was 41 years old.
Okay, yeah. What did he do, Dan?
He went to the hospital.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
And he looked at that room with all the babies and the little things.
The nursery.
Right.
And the little glass things.
He found the dad first and said, hey, man, how old are you? I'm like 28.
He peeled off a couple of million-dollar bills.
Right. Handed it to the dad and said, have your daughter call me when she's this many.
When she's 43.
Because we're going to be porking pretty soon.
Oh, God.
Bob.
And it was weird. He had his current wife there at the hospital with him.
Yeah.
Yeah. He said, you'll be 43 years older, though.
Yeah.
You will definitely be too old.
In front of the million-dollar bill.
So the day of the Oilers' lead.
I'll tell you something else. She's not that great.
Their final touchdown scored in the third quarter. A pick six by?
I don't know. Is this someone we should know?
The Rock.
I think Dan had his jersey once upon a time.
Earl Campbell.
LeBron.
Wang Juju.
Bubba McDowell.
Huh.
Were you obsessed with Bubba McDowell at any point?
No, but I was aware of him. I wouldn't say obsessed.
You should go on the Musers to talk about how much he meant to you.
Yeah.
I mean, I've heard of him, I guess. I don't know.
It's like you guys, though. I don't know. I mean,
without him, you wouldn't exist, right?
So wait, you just went to the movie?
Had a P1 on Friday. A P1
Kenton
gave this to me in person on Friday, wanted me to give it to Danny and Corby on Monday.
You forgot it?
I forgot. Here it is now.
Okay.
He also wants me to wish his friend Eric Denkoff a happy birthday. He's 60.
Danny, do you want to come in here and get killed by the ricin that's in this box?
No, open it up.
Oh.
He said he found it while cleaning out my mother-in-law's house.
Oh, my God.
No, he didn't. He ordered
oh
that.
My oh, God.
That's exactly
no, Danny.
What it looked like at my grandma's.
This is...
No, look, it's not the head, is it?
It's the big red bag.
Where's your drinking tube? Play us a tune.
Yeah. He said, please look, present this red bag to Corby and Danny.
It.
I found it while cleaning out
look
my mother-in-law's house.
Look at Corby trying to open up a Ziploc bag by ripping open the bottom.
No, I'm not. I'm showing you. I'm not touching this douche-filled thing. What I'm showing you is the attachment for the hose.
Yeah, that you used to drink out of.
That I would drink out of.
For free.
His mother-in-law's That's house, awesome. He found it in Robstown, Texas, home of the Robstown Cotton Pickers. We've covered them a few times before.
Well, sometimes you try to forget things, Dan. You just try to...
Yeah,
did your grandma have one of these?
So you think ignoring history will...
What?
Did your grandma have one of these?
It looks familiar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hot water bottle.
I've absolutely seen one of those.
I honestly didn't know what it was until I heard you guys talking about it.
An entire gender...
Dude, I was like 40 when I found out.
An entire gender thought they were like hot water bottles.
And you can fill them up.
Yeah. You have swelling, you need to put that on there.
And you could fill them up and step on them and it would shoot water.
Yeah.
Right.
So this would, this is like a, like it cleans.
I'm still not totally
disinfects.
Sure what it does.
The tube goes there and you step on the water bottle and irrigate the system.
Do you think any of us could pass seventh grade health right now?
No.
Like, they just
like the final?
Yeah.
Yes. That's interesting.
You'd have to like label the female reproductive system.
No.
The thing.
Yeah.
The tube.
The TT.
There's no chance.
Yeah.
Right?
The little man in the boat.
It'd be easier to label all the states in the Northeast on the atlas. All right. That one might be New Hampshire.
So what do I do with this?
I'm way more familiar with Rhode Island than the urethra.
Are there current grandmas right now that still have this?
Wrap it
or
up
they,
and give it to your wife.
Probably. Are they out of commission? Like, do they use these
Hang
anymore?
Hang on. Dan's on to something.
For Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wrap that up and give it to Jules.
Just see what she says. Like Christmas morning.
It's already wrapped.
Christmas
she opens it up.
In front of the family.
It's a great idea.
Nothing says I love you.
Yeah. Clean that thing out, honey.
This one's a little better.
It's certified pre-owned.
Right. You're worth the extra.
Still got the manufacturer's warranty.
Hey, Dan, my name is Rebecca Gluck.
This might be Vermont over
Gluck.
Here.
Gluck?
I woke myself up in that special way.
Gluck?
Big T1.
You
Gordo
gotta change
is my
name.
Leader.
Change your name. Gluck.
Please play Jake versus Corby versus Bob bragging.
That's Gluck. Either Vermont or the uterus. I'm not sure which.
Melanie Cub wishes my... Oh, here's a good one. So Melanie says this. Nope. I want to wish my badass P1 husband a happy 35th birthday. He's the best baby daddy, sidekick, and puts up with my crazy. He got Julie to send me a cameo on a week I needed a pick-me-up. Thanks, Ticket Family. That's from Melanie Cobb, but she never says her husband's name.
Bitch.
Hey, so, hey.
If you are married to Melanie Cobb... And you're 35 today, and you sent her a Julie Dobbs cameo last week because your wife needed a pick-me-up. Well, then, happy birthday to you.
Hey, Bob.
A Julie Dobbs cameo, huh?
She was early in the game.
Oh.
Huh. Yes, sir.
Her and Jackie the Joke Man.
Is Hulk like a famous player?
For Brazil?
Yeah. Is he known?
Yeah, he's reasonably famous, sure.
Okay.
Hulk.
His name is Hulk, bro.
It's been a while, though.
Brazil has a player named Hulk, and he knocked up his ex-wife's niece.
Nice.
How old is
You're
the
just
niece?
Doing chem spins on people you don't know?
I don't know. That's why I'm asking. I don't know if it's
Do
a big deal.
Do you know how
deal.
Old the niece is?
I think she's maybe like 32.
Oh, okay. What's the big deal?
They got divorced, and he's like, I want to knock up
You're
going to
say
your
13.
Niece. No, but I don't know if he's a big deal or if this story's only getting around because he impregnated his niece.
I mean... Having the name Hulk makes you a big deal, but he was on the Brazilian national team for a while. I think he's probably headed towards 40 by now.
Did he have a Brazilian?
Dear Dan, I'd like to wish my son, Aero Nordstrom, a happy first birthday.
What if it's Aero?
Could be Aero.
Aero?
E-R-O.
What's the spelling on that?
E-E-R-O, and then he puts in parentheses, E-H-R-O.
Aero.
Yeah. Why not just spell like A-R-R-O-W? That's a cool name.
Is that like
His name is Arrow, like shooting an arrow?
Or at least like Arrow.
Is that like Arrow, Mr. Bauer?
What are you saying over there? Yeah. Jeez.
Anyway, he says you might remember him as the kid in the empty pool with Groobs. Do you remember when we had the party down on the plaza?
Oh, I wasn't here for that. Sadly, I missed that.
Was he a little cub back
then? His leaders are Little Johnny, Beanhead Bayless, and Moomin. Here's a picture of my younger and hot wife wearing a Freedom Fire Fest shirt. We'd like to know what Norm has in his underwear from Timo.
That's Timo. A cool name.
Timo?
What's his last name? Nordstrom?
I think so.
I like that dude.
Okay. Danny has issued his seal of approval on you.
Hey, Mike.
Yes.
Guess what I have in my underwear?
I don't know.
Two balls.
Good.
I don't know.
I like his balls.
Elsewhere.
You're 400. You.
Whatever, you're 398.
We have a real standoff here.
I know, and I laughed.
John Kitna, 49. What's wrong?
No, he was great here. He loved him.
Looked like Soroy, right?
I love his balls.
Did he get in trouble?
I like his balls.
As a high school coach at all? That was very, do you play hoop anymore at all, I realize.
Yeah, that could be a good Kemp spin.
I think there might have been something.
Doug Davis is 46, Bob.
Did he raise his voice at a tight end?
Right, yeah. They canceled him.
Didn't we have Doug Davis's wife on?
We had Doug and Stacy in studio.
Do you play hoop anymore at all?
At all.
Didn't she call, like, Doug Melvin anymore, complaining about how the Rangers were treating Doug Davis? Something like that?
Yeah.
Very likely.
Had it with middle relief.
Do you play hoop anymore?
But she got on our radar because...
I wonder how she's doing. Let me check her.
What are you going to search?
I bet they didn't
Stacy
make it.
Davis?
Well, first of all, her last name isn't Davis anymore, almost assuredly.
Did they get divorced?
Secondly, there's no less than 1,000 Stacy Davises online.
Did they get divorced?
Oh, yeah. Quite quickly.
Well, then put in Stacy Davis divorce.
Did she ever reach out to you?
What?
For counsel?
Not since I was hosting TXCN and she called in as Stacy and was ripping the Rangers management. And we quickly did a voice comparison, and it was absolutely her.
Oh, my God. Does that exist?
I mean, we did a segment on it, but it was 20 years ago probably. You know?
Hey, yeah. Snake.
Oh, hey, Danny.
I can't find
it. I have something to add to this segment.
Okay, I can't wait.
My friend Michael left the bathroom window open so I could watch his older sister pee once.
Well, I like the build-up, the anticipatory. You're getting ready to crack up as you're telling the end of that story. Play it again.
My friend Michael left the bathroom window open so I could watch his older sister pee once.
Jeez.
I realized what I was doing. Not halfway through.
How is NBA Twitter handled Rich Paul and Adele?
It'll be on a t-shirt.
The singer?
Yeah, it's very odd. And it's almost like every day I see somebody who's learning about it for the first time.
It's a weird thing.
It's super weird. Wasn't she married when she first got famous? When
Adele?
She was still fat?
Yeah.
Aiken Adele?
Who's she married to now?
Rich Paul.
I don't know if
dating.
They're married.
Yes. Do you remember how fat that bro was?
You're kidding me.
I am not.
Let's look at Dan be all quiet over there.
Wow.
He's probably at a dinner party with Rich Paul.
Cecil Fielder, 58.
And Nerlens Noel.
Would what? You marry that? I mean, she's worth $1 trillion.
Marry that.
Knowing that it could go back in the other direction.
I would welcome it going back in the other direction.
That's homeless girl versus...
Yeah.
Right.
Right. The greatest hypothetical Dan's ever come up with.
600 pounder.
But who cares? Adele's hot either way. It might be nice. Every year or so, she gets skinny again. She's fat again. She's mixing it up.
Does blow like away in the
person.
Wind.
Doesn't
right. blow
Call
away
Call her
in
a
the
different
wind.
Name each yeah. time. Oh,
better right. than going back and forth between heroin?
Easily. Or like living off of apple cores that you found by
right.
the grocery
you
store? Sure.
You're leaving like the nicest restaurant in town, and then you're like, where did my girlfriend just go? And you right. see her in the alleyway with Oscar.
The funniest part of that hypothetical was always if you happen to pass a couple homeless people and they're like, Sarah? They recognize her from her time on the streets.
Hug. Yeah. Because you know you got to do some dirty stuff on the streets just to stay alive.
Oh, it looks so good. You're gonna
do- Sam McDowell is 79.
I've seen you in ages.
Yeah. Dad.
You know, Phoebe on Friends was homeless.
Sydney Moncrief is 64.
Yeah, she was.
Woo Pig Suey.
Reggie Rucker is 74.
Top five buck of all time.
Whoa,
you know what? That Bucks all time team is pretty salty.
One of the greatest Sports Illustrated covers of all time, bar none. That's him flying through the air, getting ready to dunk. That was Sidney Moncrief, right?
Yeah, he had a wonderful two-handed tomahawk. Rucker.
Yeah.
Stephen King, 74.
Old 97's fan. Stephen King. They made his latest book.
Is that right?
And more Sidney Moncrief shinfo. sat at the next table over at the Neo's Pizza.
Oh, right down the road here?
Yeah, and there was Sidney Moncrief.
Did he dunk for you, two-handed tomahawk?
No, but I think he was pleased to be recognized, and I was pleased to recognize him. So it worked out well for both parties.
Did he look the same?
Yeah.
Really?
He
That's awesome.
Looks a lot like Sidney Moncrief.
Bill Murray, 71.
You know, they say point guards don't crack.
That's what I've heard, and I agree.
How old's Bill Murray?
71.
We may see him this weekend.
here we go, Dan Shinderator.
Golf.
Here
so are you guys
go.
Going to see golf, and you're getting Thursday and Friday off? How's this working?
Under protest.
And
what are you talking
again.
About?
So you're not even going to be broadcasting from golf?
We are, just not as robustly as we originally had hoped.
Yeah.
In other words, they're going to call in on their phones for two segments during the Donovan show.
Unbelievable.
Do you guys want to hear about the Ryder Cup celebrity game that they just sent the release out for? I want you to hear these teams.
What time you tee off?
Well, we're not in it.
Oh. So this is like a question for my wife.
This is crap.
Europe.
You just asked me if I wanted to hear, and then you said you're just going to say it.
Europe is running out a team of Teemu Selanne, Toni Kukoc, Sasha Bujicic, actor Tom Felton, World Cup hero Alessandro Del Piero, and actress Stephanie Zostek? Anyone?
Never heard of
the non-athletes there.
The U.S. will be rolling out Mike Ruzioni, A.J. Hawk, Dan Jansen, Rob Riggle, Kelly Slater, the surfer, and WWE model Mandy Rose Tye.
Hubba hubba.
How the heck they come up with these names?
That feels very low class, that whole list. I thought the Ryder Cup had this distinguished air about it.
Sounds like the new contestants for Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah. But it sounds worse than that, even.
Worse like the yacht team.
It's like celebrity rehab
they
or
got
something.
AJ Hawk and Rob Riggle.
With China and
Wee Man.
Taking out Toni Kukoc and Sasha Bujicic. What?
Cheryl Hines, Luke Wilson, Nicole Richie. Also birthdays today. Born on this day, now dead. H.G. Wells, who had a kind of a good idea, but then it was made better.
The time machine?
He had the time machine, but then they made the hot tub time machine.
That's true.
Which is better.
Do you think it was pretty difficult to build that time machine when there was no electricity?
And
like, what was the plan?
Dead on this day, still dead.
I'll be ready.
I have three weird ones here. Earl Dixon, inventor of the Band-Aid.
That's pretty
solid.
Before
that, just blood would be flowing everywhere.
Yeah, right. You had to use a leech.
Right. Mm-hmm. Or like a beaver pelt.
Jim Cauthey, it says here, Dallas Times Herald reporter, killed by a karate chop.
See, Danny?
What was it?
I told you got to be careful with those, Danny.
George DeJean's
friend.
Right. Yeah. And... died on this day. So today is Stephen King's birthday, right?
Yes.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Dead on this day, still dead, in the year 2000, Brian Smith, the man who ran over Stephen King. Remember the auto accident?
Yeah, hurt his leg.
I mean, it almost killed him. Didn't just hurt his leg.
Well, I mean, legs hurt, though.
It's just a tomato.
Yeah.
Just a different way of saying that.
So he died on Stephen King's birthday. Like, it was his birthday wish, maybe.
Did that in any way inspire Misery? Or was it before, after?
Because he hurt his leg?
When was the crash? Was it a crash in the 80s?
Wasn't Misery a car?
No, Misery. Christine was the car.
90s, are you serious?
You never saw Misery?
I know she smashes his legs.
You just made a really good point, and you were just, you thought it's a car?
I'm just trying to remember. I don't remember how
Christine's the car. Misery is Kathy Bates.
He tried to escape. We have to break his ankles.
She's the mean nurse.
How did he end up captured in the first place?
He got stuck in the snow.
Shut it down! Let's go home!
My authors don't get stuck in the snow.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL Fan Festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.